Yeah, so there's POL again, or PO. We can show a little how his life is then, when he's like late 60s. And this may be saying that to someone, or maybe in that same as we just spoke about, that, you know, here I am with those there who, that guy who is trying to go back to the 90s, 80s and be like that, shaving head and dressed in dhoti kurta, all that, talking the same talk, walking the same walk, and then, but he's doing something nice, and then so we're all friends, we hang out on that level, and then you meet the others who wonder why you're hanging out with that guy, and they suspect me of being one of those. And then when I go to the others there, I just have to sit and talk nonsense, basically, you know, usual stuff, social talk. Otherwise, they suspect me of being one of them, the old ones. And so, you know, and we can even show it a little bit, how he's then finding himself floating around in between. And, but then there's another guy who's also floating around in between, being friends with everyone. But he's doing it with an agenda. He wants to, no, you're going to get together and be friends, and we've got to, you know, do what we were supposed to do. Sankhya, Tankhya, Jaya, all that. For some reason, maybe out of compassion for all the fallen conditioned souls, or maybe because that's his job, he has a position now. And you know, you've got to do your job to stay in that position. But then, again, our PO and others, they think he's like that, maybe. You know, why are you anyway sitting here talking to us? Are you also just having an agenda? So he can't just be himself anymore. And there are a couple left that are like him and who he can talk to. But in general, he just prefers to be on his own with his boys. And the women, yeah, he just sits there and thinks about the women. That when he tried to say to his friend, again, it's hard to communicate these days, that he thought that maybe the women, many women today are hurt and not mentally healthy. And of course that friend said, well, what are you, you know, you're a chauvinist, you know, what are you talking bad about women? But, and he couldn't say it because the other one got angry and kind of closed the conversation. But what he wanted to say was that men have, that was his theory, men have created this society which is hard, and you know, there's selfishness, there's not care for nature, there's an impersonalism. But women, they are mothers, they care about people, they are personal, they are soft, they are, I mean, some are hard, yes, but maybe, you know, the female nature is, it's not like the one that would create a society like this. But they live in it. They're sustained by that kind of way of making money and all of that. So I think that, he says, well, it wouldn't be strange if they are finding themselves conflicted, neurotic, because that's what conflicted neurotic means. and so on.